This is Wendy Anderson, and I'm here with Billy Innes. It's June 1st, 2017, and we're at Raven Landing. All right, Billy, did you get a chance to look at some of these questions?
Yes, but I don't remember what you wanted to ask me other than where I was from.
Yeah, where were you born?
I was born in Challis, Idaho, which is a very small town of, at that time, about 750 people there. Most of them were relatives. Went to school there, graduated from high school there, went to Utah for business college because that was what I wanted to do. I ended up in Salmon, Idaho, working for an attorney, and then I went to California to be married and moved to Las Vegas, and then from Las Vegas to Alaska.
Wow.
In 1950.
To Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any stories about your parents or ancestors?
Not really. My parents my mother's family was at Thatcher's, on the Thatcher side. Her maiden name was Thatcher. And my dad was from Wales. How their family ended up in the United States, I'm not sure. But.
So you said you came to Alaska in 1950.
Yes.
So what brought you to Alaska?
Well, when California, Gil was working in the shipyards, and he had quite a crew working for him. And when we moved back to Las Vegas because of his health, one of his crew members flew down from Alaska. He'd left California, gone to Alaska. He came down and he talked Gil into coming up. And I didn't really like Nevada, because there was no mountains, no trees. So I encouraged him to come, and he came and he liked it. So that's how we ended up here.
Yeah. So what led you to business college?
I worked for the Forest Service when I was in high school, mm-hmm. in the summers in the offices. And I liked it so much that I decided I want to continue that career to better it.
And then what career did you eventually end up in Alaska?
We owned our own business. We ended up with a grocery store on College Road, and we were there for 35 years before we sold it. So that was my career, running that grocery store with four kids.
Four kids running a grocery store. What was the name of the grocery store?
The B&M Food Mart. It was 914 College Road. It is now a dance studio.
Mulholland's dance studio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are some of your fondest memories, either of growing up or of living in Alaska?
Well, growing up, I rode horseback to school with a group of ranchers' kids. And we did that every morning. We'd meet at we were 3 miles from the road where we met those kids, and we all rode to school together. We had such a good time doing that. In Alaska, I really liked Alaska. When we came up, it was a territory, and you knew everyone. You knew the business that they were in, and everybody helped everyone out. You know, it was just one of those communities that when one became a statehood, we just spread out. Entirely different feeling.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So tell me how you came to be at Raven Landing.
Well, that was a stroke of luck. I think of her last name, but she's been in here a long time and she's on the board. Arlene? Is it Arlene? She's in building one, I think.
Yeah.
Her son is my daughter's neighbor on Sheila's neighbor on Chena Hot Springs.
Oh.
And she had been in here with Lori Klein for dinner and had investigated it. And she thought this was a good place for my mom. So I was in Idaho in a 55 or older building was not, you know, we didn't have all the facilities that we have in here. But it was nice, and I liked it, and I was close to grocery stores, and I had a grandson living there with several children, grandkids, great-grandkids. So, but I'd had cancer surgery, and I'd had two strokes, so the kids thought, oh, it's time for you to come home. Got to quit driving. I think that was the most important thing that moved me. I had to give up my car. So then she looked into this, and it wasn't finished yet. And I had left all my furniture with my grandson, so I didn't want anything very big. I just wanted some place, you know, just to be comfortable. And we really liked this. It was not a lot of work for me to do. Mm-hmm. I don't think, no. And I wanted to be on the bottom floor. I wanted to be able to walk out the door if I could without getting in the elevator, because I'd been on the fourth floor in that other building. And I really didn't enjoy that too much. But that's how we happened to be here. When she came in and she talked to Susan, and that was the end. Started. That was the beginning, I guess you'd say. So,
of moving to Raven Landing.
Yeah, that was the beginning. And then, of course, I knew Karen Parr's husband. He used to work for us. And I'd known Karen a little bit through her business, you know, when we were up here.
Oh, yeah.
But I really like it. I didn't at first. I thought, no, this is not for me. And then as I became acquainted, you can do what you want to do. If you want to go down to dinner, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. You know?
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of nice people in here. So that made a difference, too. Of course, meeting your folks made it exceptionally nice, you know. Here we had a relationship that I didn't even know who was in here.
Right.
I don't know why Sheila didn't mention that. Or did she know that your folks?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, Fred and Beverly Stone. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my grandchildren and your great-grandchildren have lots of relatives here.
Yeah, well, they sure do. Those kids, boy, they could get spoiled rotten if we let them. But I do enjoy it, and I'm glad I'm here. And it certainly was a needed facility. My word, why didn't somebody think of it sooner?
Yeah, I'm glad it's here.
Yeah, it's just amazing what they've done and how they've done it, you know. I live across the street in Montana from an assisted living building, and I had a lot of friends over there. I used to go over there to visit. I thought, I don't ever want to get into one like that. Mm. And it was a nice building, brand new. The hospital owned it. Mm-hmm. But I just wasn't comfortable there. So I was glad I came back to Alaska, but then my kids were here. You know, Susie and Sheila and John were here, and all these grandkids were here, and these great-grandkids, and I had a new great-great just the other day. So,
brand new great-great.
Yeah, a little great-great-grandson. Makes my third great-great-grandson. I have three of them now. I don't know what happened to girls. I wish they'd have a little girl, somebody. But, yeah, I'm glad I'm back. I loved Alaska when I was here. We just, you know, we met so many nice people, and just, I don't know, it was just a friendly atmosphere. But now it is here. This is a friendly atmosphere in here.
Yeah.
You know? So I like being here too. But I miss Montana.
Sure.
I have a lot of friends there yet. And I have a lot of family in Idaho. Lead that one, though. I mean, I see them a lot, so that doesn't bother me so much.
Uh-huh.
But Montana, you know, I just don't get to see them that much. So I miss that part, but I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad I'm in Raven's Landing, and I'm sure my kids are.
Yeah, glad you're here, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got one more question. This is kind of a fun one. So what was your favorite age or favorite Your favorite age and why.
You know, I read that on that paper, and I was giving that some thought, my favorite age. You know, I don't know that I had a favorite age because I've enjoyed my life, all of it. And as to picking out a favorite, I found it very difficult to think of what my favorite would be.
That's good. That's a life well lived.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm still enjoying life. As long as my health is as good as it is, I'm getting out and doing some of the things I like to do. So I'm still enjoying it.
And are you planning a big celebration for your 100th birthday next?
My kids said that, told everybody, all my family, they were going to have to come to Alaska, so we'll wait and see.
Okay.
I have a lot of nieces and nephews. I had one brother who had 8 kids, and I just saw them all in Idaho when I was out for my 99th birthday. And so they said, well, if she has it in Alaska, we'll get there somewhere. Why? So we'll wait and see. That 8 kids and all are relatives. It'd be a lot of kids, a lot of people.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate you doing this.